This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here into the second hour of the program. If you want to join us on the radio, you can. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're on with Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com. He's a busy guy. He could probably spend all day if he wanted to battling with trolls on the internet, but thankfully he does all manner of productive things and is one of the biggest promoters of Bitcoin out there. He'd been labeled in the past as Bitcoin Jesus, and I heard you don't really care for that name, Roger, but people still seem to really appreciate the work that you've done for Bitcoin, the money that you've invested, not just in promoting Bitcoin directly, but investing it in various different Bitcoin-related companies and startups, and really doing everything you can to get the word out about it, including buying advertising for it in the very early days and still to today here on Free Talk Live. So thank you for taking time out of your busy morning over there in Tokyo on Sunday. You're actually calling us from the future today.
From the future. And I should thank you guys for being the show that I first heard about Bitcoin on. And Bitcoin's changed my life and changed millions of people's lives around the planet. And thank you guys for being such a wonderful part of that and helping spread the word all over the planet.
Yeah, and things are getting very interesting. For listeners just tuning in, Bitcoin is, of course, the world's first digital cryptocurrency that is decentralized, meaning that there's nobody who's really in charge. There's no central board of bureaucrats who directs, the inflation rate or anything like that. Everything, that's already been set. The amount of Bitcoin that's going to come out over time has been preordained. And it's just a fascinating thing to look into. You can go to Bitcoin.com to learn more about the basics. But what we wanted to have you on tonight, Roger, to discuss was this Bitcoin war that has been happening, this geek war behind the scenes.
World War Geek.
That is spilling out into public view at this point, with the potential for Bitcoin to fork coming up on August 1st. Now, for listeners that are new to the idea, what is a Bitcoin fork?
So right now there's basically one version of Bitcoin, but it's going to split into two different versions of Bitcoin that have the entire same history. They share the history, but from August 1st they will have two different futures. And one version of this Bitcoin will have slow confirmations and high fees and easy double spending, and the Bitcoin Cash version of Bitcoin will be the same as like Bitcoin was in the early days up until very recently. It'll have low fees and fast confirmation times and be very difficult to double spend, which is, for anybody with any business sense, will realize that that's the more useful version of Bitcoin. And so I'm pretty excited about it for that reason.
Some people are pretty angry about Bitcoin Cash. There are certain people who don't want it to come into existence. What is the chances that somebody's going to direct an attack against the upcoming Bitcoin Cash network in its infancy? As I understand it, there's something called a 51% attack, where if somebody controls 51% of the mining power behind a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, that they can do some damage. What is that? What's the 51% attack? Is it something that Bitcoin Cash users should be concerned about?
It's something that all Bitcoin users should be concerned about. But the nice part about trolls on the internet and people that hate things so much, for the most part, they don't have very many resources at their disposal. So even if Bitcoin Cash has 5 or 10% of the global hash rate, to have an additional 51% of that, that's really, really expensive. We're talking about a lot of money. We're talking about tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, and then a huge amount of electricity as well. So at some point, it's possible that could happen. I think it's unlikely. But that's a risk that people should be aware of. But
now, just to be clear, the people who would be attacking would have to be taking those millions of dollars worth of miners and directing them away from something productive, which would be to be mining their favorite version of Bitcoin. Because they would, if they didn't like Bitcoin Cash, they would want to be mining over on their preferred version of Bitcoin, the original Bitcoin. But they would have to remove their mining power from that coin and focus it to somehow try to damage Bitcoin Cash, thereby losing any opportunity to actually make any money. So they would have to be completely ideologically motivated and willing to spend what they're losing, basically, right, to attack it?
And that's a pretty high bar that I think is unlikely to be met by people. And I guess one other point I'd like to mention is that for all these people out there that are furious about Bitcoin Cash and don't want anybody to be able to use it and maybe want to kill it, those sorts of people are the exact reason that the original Bitcoin was invented, is so that people can bypass people who want to control other people with what type of money that they're using. Mm. So if you hate Bitcoin Cash, you're the exact type of person that Bitcoin was invented to bypass.
Yeah, I can't see why people would care that much. It's interesting. I've been watching your Facebook feed where people have been telling you to fork off over and over for months. And then,
and now that we are, they're furious with that, too.
And I've seen people, then I see people, some guy comes on the page and says that him and all the other segregated witness people.
He speaks for them all.
Yeah, he speaks for all of them, are delighted that there's a fork, that there's a fork coming up and that this is going to be created because now Roger will go away. But, then I think about that from the standpoint is, who would make a post like that other than somebody who wishes to undermine in the first place? If you're delighted, you would say nothing because you want somebody to go off and do something that's, damaging or whatever, your enemy to go off and damage themselves. This is like, this is the art of war right there. You wouldn't stop them. Don't stop your enemy from harming themselves. So, I don't know. I mean, I cannot understand what's going on there during World War Geek as sort of, what I'm trying to be is as unbiased as an observer as I can.
Yeah, I think just everybody, if they stop and think for themselves for a minute and don't worry so much about what a bunch of people you don't even know on the internet are saying, ask yourself, is a version of Bitcoin in which the transactions are very fast and very cheap and very difficult to double spend, is that version of Bitcoin more useful than a version of Bitcoin in which the transactions are very slow and very expensive and people can double spend the transactions at any time before they get included in a block? And if you stop and think for yourself for a moment, the fast, cheap, safe version of Bitcoin is more useful than the slow, expensive, and unsafe version of Bitcoin. And then if you think for another moment, okay, if Bitcoin Cash has fast, cheap, safe transactions and Bitcoin Legacy has slow, expensive, unsafe transactions, which one are you going to want to use? Which one are people around the world going to want to use? Which one of those are going to be more useful to people? And the one that is more useful for people is the one that more people are going to wind up using. So
who knows how long that's going to take to shake out. I mean, we're going to see the Bitcoin Cash appear on markets, as you mentioned, big ones like Kraken, for instance, which is a major domestic exchange here. Bitfinex also announced support for Bitcoin Cash recently, also one of the world's largest exchanges. The trading's going to be hot and heavy as soon as Bitcoin Cash hits the market, and it's going to be interesting to see, what does the market actually value, because sometimes it doesn't do what you think it's going to do. I mean, remember when Ethereum split last year, Roger? It was Ethereum, for listeners that don't know, is the number two cryptocurrency right now. When Ethereum had its fork and became Ethereum and Ethereum Classic, it was based on an ideological divide where the Ethereum folks said, well, we need to go back and fix this error that occurred where millions of dollars worth of Ether leaked into somebody's wallet from. And and the other side said, well, no, the mistake should be allowed to be made. And, people need to learn that learn the hard way. And the ledger should be immutable. Well, the people who went back in time and hard forked back in time before the leakage had occurred, that ended up being the Ethereum that's most popular today, the most valuable. It's got the higher position on the charts. And so, a lot of people I think people on this show would say, well, they should have stuck with the immutable version. But that version, Ethereum Classic, while it's in the top five or six, is not as big as the one that they did go back and change up. So who knows how this is all going to play out. But it seems like Bitcoin Cash has at least enough support behind it to probably continue on into the future, although we won't know for sure until it actually hits, right?
Yeah, and it actually hits very, very shortly here. And actually, while we were on the show, one of the miners that are on our mining pool at Bitcoin.com was texting me, hey, am I going to be able to mine Bitcoin Cash in your pool? And the answer is yes. So we've sold millions of dollars of hash rate to people all over the world. That hash rate now belongs to them. They can mine whatever they want with it.
And that was another question I had. Can you stick with us for one more segment? We can talk about the Bitcoin mining pool that you've set up. We've been promoting it recently here on Free Talk Live. But Mark and I are already in mining contracts. Are we going to be able to, if we want, to switch it mid-contract to Bitcoin Cash? So I'll let you answer that coming up here in moments. And also, what do we do? What do people do out there if they've got Bitcoin and they want to prepare for what's coming on August 1st? More coming up. Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We are covering the ongoing conflict within the Bitcoin community, the world's most popular, the world's first ever cryptocurrency, is going to become two Bitcoins coming up likely on August 1st. Depending on which time zone you're in, maybe as soon as July 31st in the evening, again, depending on where in the world you are. But after that point in time, you, if you have Bitcoin, some amount of it, you will then have the same amount of what's going to be called Bitcoin Cash if you do the right steps. And one way to make sure you don't have the Bitcoin Cash is to leave your Bitcoin in a place like Coinbase, which has come out and made the announcement this week that they will not be supporting the new Bitcoin Cash, which means that anybody that's holding Bitcoin through Coinbase, which is a very popular way of buying Bitcoin, anybody holding Bitcoin on Coinbase, sorry, come August 2nd, when the dust clears after this Bitcoin forking incident, you're going to be SOL. You are not going to have access to Bitcoin Cash. If Coinbase wants your Bitcoin Cash behind the scenes, they'll be able to take it for themselves because Coinbase is holding what's called your private keys when it comes to Bitcoin. Roger Ver is with us from Bitcoin.com. And Bitcoin.com, Roger, is your group that you use to kind of promote Bitcoin, to get the word out about Bitcoin. There's a great news site there at news.bitcoin.com, some cool games that folks can play, and information about the various different wallets that one can download, including the new Bitcoin.com wallet, which you guys recently launched. So there's, I think, some pretty important questions still to cover here. And I guess one of them is, you know, what should people do coming up to prepare for August 1st? And shouldn't they be preparing right now? Because I heard today, I think I actually saw it on the reddit.com/BTC forum, that Coinbase is taking like 12 hours to process withdrawals. Meaning if you have Bitcoin in Coinbase and you say, whoa, I heard on Free Talk Live, I need to get this Bitcoin out into what's called a non-custodial wallet like Jax or the Bitcoin.com wallet or Mycelium or Airbits, and people go in, they log into Coinbase to try to withdraw their Bitcoin, it may be half a day before you actually get it out. Have you heard those that information?
Yeah, I was reading that same information, and I guess it's worth pointing out that today Coinbase is not supporting Bitcoin Cash, but Coinbase used to only support Bitcoin. Today they support Bitcoin, they support Ethereum, they support Litecoin, and more all the time.
That's true.
If Bitcoin Cash gets enough traction, I suspect that they'll support Bitcoin Cash as well. And they announced that they were not supporting Bitcoin Cash before all these other exchanges and wallets announced that they will be supporting Bitcoin Cash. So the more exchanges and wallets that do support it, the more pressure there is on Coinbase and everybody else to start supporting it. So it's this cycle of reinforcement. The more things that do support it, the more likely everything that's not already supporting it is feeling pressure to start supporting it. So we may see them support it in the future.
Maybe so, but that doesn't help anybody with Bitcoin in Coinbase right now. If they want to get access to Bitcoin Cash, they got to get it out, and they got to get it out soon. So, it seems to me like the best course of action, the safest course of action, would be to get one of those non-custodial wallets like Jax or Bitcoin.com or, you know, the others I mentioned. Move your Bitcoin from Coinbase or any other exchange, because not all the exchanges are going to support this split. Some of them will, like Kraken or Bitfinex, but if you've got Bitcoin in some place where you don't control the private keys, and how do you know if you control the private key? Well, if you've written down 12 words as a backup for your wallet, if you're keeping your 12 words like in a safe or something like that, in case you lose your phone, that's an indicator that you have the right kind of wallet. Isn't that right, Roger?
Yeah, you could be our official spokesperson there, Ian. That's perfect.
So you move the Bitcoin out of the Coinbase or wherever it is that you have it into your own wallet where you control the private keys. Then once the split happens, then there's going to be some set of instructions that you'll have to follow in depending on which wallet you've chosen. Because, again, Jax is going to support it. I believe Coinomi came out and said they're going to support it. Bitcoin.com. Is there an official position from Bitcoin.com?
Yeah, we'll be supporting it, and we're working on making the small changes that we'll need to do to support it right now. And the Bitcoin wallet will support both versions of Bitcoin. It'll support the SegWit2x legacy version and then the Bitcoin Cash version as well.
Great. And then once you get it out of Coinbase, you can breathe a sigh of relief because you don't have to worry about it. Now, if you're wanting to trade it, so some of these wallets like Jax, they're working on implementing Bitcoin Cash, but it may not be ready for August 1st or August 2nd, you know, when the dust clears. So folks, you know, if you have those wallets, you'll have to be patient, but you will get access to Bitcoin Cash once they finish implementing that and they upload, you know, the new version of that to their, you know, to the Google Play Store or whatever. But if you want to be one of the, you know, the bleeding edge people who wants to start trading, let's say you are really excited by Bitcoin Cash and you want to sell off some original Bitcoin and get more Bitcoin Cash, or vice versa. Maybe you hate the idea of Bitcoin Cash and you want to sell your Bitcoin Cash and get more original Bitcoin. Well, then you'd have to have access to that, you know, if you want to trade right away. One of the best ways to do that, I would think, would be to leave some Bitcoin that you want to trade, perhaps, on the exchanges that are going to support the split. Now, the risk is, if you ever leave coin on one of these exchanges, the exchange could be hacked, and you might lose both of them. But odds are they probably won't get hacked. So if you want to have access to your Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin the soonest, it would seem to me that leaving some Bitcoin on a Kraken or a Bitfinex exchange would be the best way to do that, because then you'll have quick access to it as soon as the dust clears. As soon as they open the gates for trading, you'll be able to hit the ground running. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, although if you're feeling extra adventurous, you can actually do it right now today
really?
By using some exchanges over in China. So there's an exchange called viabtc.com and another one I believe called hitbit.com. And with both of those, you can deposit your Bitcoin today. They'll lock those and split them into two versions of Bitcoin, the Bitcoin Legacy and then the Bitcoin Class, I'm sorry, Bitcoin Cash. And you can trade against them right now. So
wow.
If you're wanting to buy more Bitcoin Cash, I would recommend via BTC. If you want to sell your Bitcoin Cash for more Bitcoin, I would recommend Hitbit, because the pricing is actually significantly different on those two exchanges, which is interesting. So Bitcoin Cash on via BTC is about 8 Bitcoin Cash for 1 Bitcoin, and it's closer to 3-to-1 on the Hitbit exchange. So depending on which direction you want to go, would probably make you choose which one of those exchanges to use. But like always, when you're using the exchange, you're at their mercy. So be aware of the risks that are involved there.
So, Roger, one of the things you pointed out to me in private the other day was that, yeah, these Bitcoin mining pool operators, they've agreed to follow this consensus agreement that we talked about earlier with what's called SegWit2x plan. They've agreed to follow that, but they can't obligate the individual people who make up their mining pool, because a mining pool is a bunch of individuals who've joined together to sort of mine in tandem to try to find new bitcoins, and they can't obligate those individuals to follow their lead. So those individuals could flip their miners over to, let's say, pool.bitcoin.com and start mining Bitcoin Cash over there as soon as that's available, correct? So it is possible that even though the mining pool operators themselves are sort of stuck with following the SegWit2x to some extent, the individuals could defect and join Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, because this mining equipment is spread out all over the world. People own it, and they can do what they want with it. I know this same exchange that I just mentioned via BTC, they also have a mining pool over there. And I'm looking on the front page right now. Already a significant portion of their hash rate is on their pool mining Bitcoin Cash as opposed to the legacy Bitcoin.
Roger, I'm going to ask, if you don't mind, one more segment with us. Stick with us here, because I've got more questions about pool.bitcoin.com coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizon with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
A great president once said, the nine most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and join us here on the radio as we continue with the live Saturday edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark,
we've been talking about Bitcoin, the world's first cryptocurrency, the world's most popular cryptocurrency, but its popularity has been waning in the face of competition that has been out there. Bitcoin used to be like 85% to 90% of the total market cap for all of the cryptocurrencies in the world combined. Right now, it is just above 50%, according to CoinCap.io, of the total market cap. Now, it's not that Bitcoin's unpopular. It's all of the other cryptocurrencies have been gaining in popularity, and so the entirety of the idea of cryptocurrency is alive and well, and that's due to a lot of the hot competition provided by organizations like Dash, where they're helping build a better financial system for everyone. And you can join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. And I actually converted a fair amount of some of my Bitcoin that I've been holding on to for a while into Dash just because I'm excited by what Dash is doing. I think it's doing some cool stuff. Roger, you had mentioned, Roger Beers with us from Bitcoin.com, that you've been using Dash to transfer money to people because the fees are lower and it's a little bit faster.
Yeah, Dash is following a roadmap that's much, much closer to what was originally laid out for Bitcoin than what these people that came to Bitcoin later with Blockstream and their full block policy and trying to convert it into a settlement layer are following. So at the moment, Dash is on a better path than the Blockstream version of Bitcoin, but that's about to change with Bitcoin Cash. I think Bitcoin Cash is going to put Bitcoin on a much better path to making it actually useful as money. But
And we've got actually a call on the line here, so I'm going to go to Randy. He's listening in Michigan to WKHM out of Jackson. Randy, you're on with Roger Veer. Go ahead.
Hey, love the show.
Thanks.
But I've been listening to you on and off over the years and
yes,
listening about Bitcoin. But why would anybody really need to go to the trouble of what I'm hearing, that one day Bitcoin's up 30% and then it plunges 20, then we've got all this other, why would you risk your good money in something that's kind of like a crapshoot, a casino?
Right. I can give you two good answers there. So one is that over the long run, the price is up, 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 up. And it's not guaranteed for the price to go up and continue to go up in the future, but it is guaranteed that the value of the dollar will go down over time. And another great reason is a great website called saveatpurse.com. You can go and buy some Bitcoin and then take your Bitcoin over to saveatpurse.com, and you can buy anything you want from amazon.com at a 10, 15, 20% discount. So even if the price of Bitcoin, you know, moves by 5 or 10% in one day, you just save 20% on your purchase at Amazon. You're still coming ahead 10%. And generally the price of Bitcoin does not fluctuate 10% in a day. It can and it has, but that's the exception, not the rule. So if you like saving money, you have a reason to use Bitcoin by going to saveatpurse.com.
Yep, that is a darn good reason. And, you know, risk is involved. It could go down in value, but there are a lot of people who put money into risky things. I mean, it's just generally, you know, some people could look at Bitcoin as an investment more than a currency, but it is a currency first and foremost. But, you know, risk is involved.
Okay. Well, thanks for your answers. And I just don't think I'm ready to go there yet.
That's okay, Randy.
Got to wait for a shakeout, but I love your show.
Well,
love your
you know
show.
What? Thank you for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
Jackson, Michigan needs more shows like this. Thank you.
Awesome.
Have a good night. Bye.
Thank you. And, you know, if you like Free Talk Live, feel free to call the program director of your favorite radio station that is airing the show. Or if they're not airing the show, call them and let them know you want to hear Free Talk Live. But tell them thanks for airing some Free Talk Live and tell them you want to hear more of the program. And actually in Jackson, I believe that they are currently airing us not just on the weekends, but that they also have us on, I think, for 1 hour on weeknights as well. I'm double checking here. Yeah, so you guys actually are fortunate enough to get us six nights a week there in Jackson, but you only get one out of our 3 hours on the weeknights. So just call up, talk to the program director, and ask real nice-like for more Free Talk Live. So, risk involved. It can be a little scary watching the day-to-day ups and downs of Bitcoin, but as you pointed out, Roger, over time, over the years, Bitcoin is up. And it's up in a big way just in the last several months. But there is no guarantee that that's going to continue. Maybe after this fork, as happened with Ethereum when it forked last year, maybe when Bitcoin splits coming up on August 1st, maybe both Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash are going to take a big tumble in price. That's certainly what we saw happen with Ethereum and Ethereum Classic last year when their fork happened. Both of them tumbled dramatically in price. But over time, they've both come back in a big, big way. So all of that is possible.
And it's worth pointing out that immediately after the fork of Ethereum, the combined market cap was much greater than it was before. Hmm. And over the next couple of months, the price went down. But there's you know, probably a million different factors there. And I don't think it was a direct result of the fork that the price went down over the next couple of months. And now it's, you know, when Ethereum forked, I think the price was, I don't know, $14 or something like that. Whereas now it's, you know, almost $200. So
Yeah, it's been an incredible rise for both Ethereum and Ethereum Classic. Both of them have gone up significantly since last year's split. Now, the Bitcoin pool that you guys have over at pool.bitcoin.com, we've been talking about it on the air. Mark and I, we both got into, on our own, by the way, got into the Bitcoin pool that you guys have, the mining pool. And as we've pointed out, people who know what they're doing with mining can join the pool. So if you already have the equipment you need and the technical know-how and you're already into Bitcoin mining, you can just go to pool.bitcoin.com. You can join up. And is it currently paying out, is it 110% of the block rewards?
Right. We're the highest paying pool in the world, so you'll earn more money on our pool than any other pool. And currently, yeah, that's right. We're paying out 110% of the block reward.
How do you do that? I mean, are you just subsidizing that, Roger? How do you make it 110% out of something that should only be 100%?
So we do that because of all these fees on the network. So the extra 10% is coming from the network fees. So we're probably going to have to drop down to 100% shortly after this Bitcoin Cash fork, because I think the fees are going to go way, way, way down. Certainly on the Bitcoin Cash side of the fork, we'll be paying 100%. And we'll see how much of the user base switches over to that and what happens to fees on the Bitcoin side of the network.
So if you know what you're doing with mining, you can join right away. If you don't know what you're doing, or if you just don't want to deal with the hassle, because I've done some mining, but man, I don't want to have computers running constantly doing that. And it's, you know, something breaks, then you got to fix it. And the folks over at pool.bitcoin.com, they've got an easy way for people who just want to invest in Bitcoin mining to just get into it. There's an easy system that you can use to kind of calculate what you might make off of the Bitcoin mining contract that you get into over at pool.bitcoin.com. And then you can have the pros taking care of the technical side of things, and then you just collect what comes back in. But you'd mentioned Bitcoin Cash, this potential fork, and that the miners can decide what to do with that. If you're already in a contract for mining, as Mark and I both are over at pool.bitcoin.com, are we going to be able to change from regular old Bitcoin mining to the new Bitcoin Cash, or do we have to wait till the contract expires or create a new contract?
Yeah, the hash rate that you purchase with your contract belongs to you, so you'll be able to mine whatever you want with it. And after I'm done with your show today, I'll be heading into the office to scramble to make sure we have that all ready by the August 1st deadline.
Okay.
And we're hard at work with that, so look for that within the next probably 48 hours. You'll be able to select with your existing contract which version of Bitcoin you want to mine with that contract. And we also actually plan to have it set up so that if you're not sure, you can just choose to mine whichever one is most profitable, so we can calculate which version of Bitcoin will be most profitable to mine, and your mining power will automatically mine that version of Bitcoin.
Over at pool.bitcoin.com. Roger, I know I keep asking you for more time. We've got calls on the line. Do you want to take some more calls from some folks?
Absolutely.
All right, Roger Veer is with us here from and being very generous with this time. He's got a busy day of preparation for what is this crazy Bitcoin. I'm not going to call it a civil war. People have not been civil in this. A lot of people have not been civil in this conflict. It's a geek war, and it's people hiding behind computer screens. It's kind of ugly out there. So we'll continue with Roger Veer, Bitcoin.com. If you've got a question for him, we'll try to get it in here coming up. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! You can dial in toll-free and join us here. Now, if you want to bring up something that's not related to Bitcoin, you can do that. Coming up here in the third hour, we're going to have open phones, as we always do here on Free Talk Live. But every now and then we do stop down for a special guest, and that's what we've done tonight for an extended interview with Roger Ver from Bitcoin.com as the world is on the brink of a split in Bitcoin, a fork, as they call it, going from the same old Bitcoin it's always been to a new form of Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash. But yet the old Bitcoin will still be around. Which Bitcoin will be the true Bitcoin? Which Bitcoin will the market side with as far as this is the, you know, the king Bitcoin? That remains to be seen. We're going to know more after the dust clears to some extent after August 1st when all of this is expected to go down. So we're going to continue here. We've got Roger with us from Bitcoin.com. It's Ian and Mark in the studio. And Mark, you had a question for Roger, and then we're going to get to a call here.
Me first?
Yeah, you first, because I'm not sure if this caller is actually calling for Roger.
There are a lot of people out there wondering what's going to happen come August 1st, and not just like at August 1st, but sort of beyond that. You know, Bitcoin is a speculative, besides being a currency and the world-changing aspects of that, it's a speculative investment. And in speculative investments, people speculate. And speculators often want to hear the greats in the industry speak about what their speculation is. What's your speculation about what's going to happen?
Oops, sorry, Roger. Try that again. We got you now.
Turn him on there.
My speculation about what's going to happen is that there's going to be a fork here on August 1st. I think there'll be two different versions of Bitcoin. I think they'll both likely continue. over time, I think the market will converge on one of them. There'll be another fork of Bitcoin here in a couple of more weeks with the SegWit 2X versus the legacy 1 megabyte version of Bitcoin with SegWit now. But Bitcoin's not only competing against its own versions of Bitcoin. Bitcoin's competing against Dash, against Ethereum, against Zcash, Monero, on and on and on. But one thing that I do think that we are going to see is, you know, a couple hundred years ago, if you said there's going to be a separation of church and state, you would look like a madman, and they might burn you at the stake for saying such crazy things. Yeah. But today, we all just take for granted that, of course, church and state should be separated.
Can you believe people of different religions live on the same street? I mean, how...
Shocking.
It is shocking. In the course of human history, the idea that this might happen, especially in sort of Western civilization, is shocking. There were hundreds of years after the Reformation, the Protestant Reformation, where, you know, you couldn't get Catholics and Protestants within a few miles of each other without the long knives coming out. And now, no biggie. It's no biggie.
And I think we're about to see the same thing, whereas, you know, before the invention of Bitcoin, if you said there should be a separation of money and state, people would think that you're living in la-la land. But today we're seeing it happen right before our eyes. All over the world, people are choosing to use money that's not issued by governments any longer. So I think that's going to be one of the long-lasting effects of the invention of Bitcoin, is that now there's literally people have a separation of money and state. People aren't going to be using money with, you know, issued by governments anymore. And I think that's a great thing for the whole world. And there's competition amongst different forms of money. The Jax wallet with Shapeshift built in makes it so easy to convert your Bitcoin to Dash, to Monero, to, not Monero and Jax yet, but a bunch of other currencies there as well. So, and maybe Monero at some point as well. And, you know, they're adding more and more all the time. I think they added like 3 or 4 more currencies this week, I saw. So it's really, really easy for people to choose what money they want to use at this point. And that's a great thing. The more choices people have, the better.
And people are starting to, you know, really have the opportunity to make this choice. Bitcoin is, at least here in New Hampshire, where we're doing this show, becoming more and more available in the marketplace, as far as there are now Bitcoin vending machines in major cities across New Hampshire. And we've even started seeing them pop up. For a while, New Hampshire was the only place with them, because the ones in Boston had gone out of business for whatever reason, and now there's more in Massachusetts. I even just saw a couple of them pop up in Maine now, so Maine finally has their first Bitcoin vending machine, so we've sort of led the trend up here in New England, and also we're leading in Bitcoin acceptance in real life. You know, we actually have the ability to walk down Main Street here in Keene, New Hampshire, and go into multiple mom-and-pop retail establishments and actually spend Bitcoin. We had today, Roger, I don't know if you were aware of this, because I just went to press with the story right before the show, but over at freekeene.com, I've posted the link to the full page front feature, above the fold feature article in today's Keene Sentinel about Bitcoin. It's in the business section, front page, but it's also on the front page of the, you know, the main page of the paper, right above the fold. So major promotion for Bitcoin today, and we didn't pay a dime for this coverage. You know, I've been doing advertising. I've sort of taken your model. You've been the inspiration for me with the Shire Free Church here to do outreach for Bitcoin, but focusing in a local area. So, you know, you got in way early. You got a whole bunch of Bitcoin really cheap. You're doing very, very well on it. We're not as well funded here, but we do have some money that we've got coming in from these Bitcoin vending machines, and we're turning around and spending that on promoting Bitcoin locally here in some of the old media. So we did some radio ads toward the end of last year, and then just recently we wrapped up a 13-week campaign in what's called the Monadnock Shopper, which is a newspaper that goes to like 40,000 households in Cheshire County. Basically, every house in Cheshire County receives that. A month ago, Bitcoin was on the front page of the Shopper, and you know, got a lot of buzz around town as a result of that. People wanted to learn more about Bitcoin, and so I think the local big newspaper, which actually doesn't have the distribution the Shopper does, the daily paper in town, the Keene Sentinel, they must have gotten a little jealous, and they decided they wanted to put together a story of their own, and their reporter contacted me and several other of the local Bitcoiners and business owners taking Bitcoin, and really wrote what was a shockingly, like, good fair article. You know, it wasn't a hack job on Bitcoin or anything like that. It was really a, you know, open-minded article, just kind of talking to people in local businesses about why they're taking Bitcoin. And just, you know, the level of success we've had here in New Hampshire with a relatively small concentration of libertarian and Bitcoiner activists in the area has been, I would say, unprecedented. I mean, to have two front page, above the fold articles in old media within 4 weeks of one another in, you know, a town of 23,000 people. Do you ever see any coverage like that anywhere else popping up?
I think that just shows the power of centralizing liberty activists and Bitcoin users in one place. So, which, you know, for those that don't know, I heard about your show thanks to the Free State Project. And, you know, there you guys are having such a huge, huge effect, spreading liberty and Bitcoin at the same time in the state of New Hampshire. So it just shows how effective you don't want everything to be decentralized. There's a lot of times in which centralizing people is a good thing, too.
Right. And not everybody has to move to Keene, New Hampshire. If you love liberty and you love cryptocurrency and you want to see a real haven created for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency users, I think New Hampshire can be that place, but we need more people to get up here and get active. We had, of course, the amazing success with the Bitcoin protection bill that went into place this year, putting New Hampshire as basically the polar opposite of New York, where New York created a Bitcoin regulation package to basically crush the life out of any Bitcoin businesses in the state and, you know, force them to move elsewhere. New Hampshire is now doing the opposite of that and specifically has legislation that passed this year saying that if you're doing Bitcoin or cryptocurrency only business, you are not considered to be a money transmitter in New Hampshire. And we're hoping that a lot of Bitcoin businesses are going to see that signal and consider, you know, locating or starting up their businesses here. So it's really an exciting time to be a part of this migration, this New Hampshire freedom migration. And folks can learn more about that over at move.shiresociety.com. But check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film at 101reasonsfilm.com. Let's bring Fred on the line here quickly. I'm not sure if you're calling to talk to Roger Veer. Fred, are you? Do you have a question for Roger?
Well, this is all very fascinating. You know, I've been spending a lot of time perusing YouTube, and I've been fascinated with history. A lot of the presentations get into the historic perspective.
It sounds like this is going to be a long question. I'm going to put you on hold, Fred, and I'm going to we'll answer your question because Mark and I are pretty experienced at this. Roger, any final thoughts you want to share here with our audience tonight?
I think the advice has been the same from day one with Bitcoin, is hold your Bitcoins on your own device in which you have the private keys, and go to Bitcoin.com to learn more. So.
Awesome. Thanks for taking 2 hours out of your morning over there in Tokyo today, and I'm sure we're going to continue keeping our listeners up to date with this Bitcoin war that is going on behind the scenes, spilling out into public view over the next few days here as Bitcoin prepares and the folks supporting Bitcoin prepare to take sides on this upcoming Bitcoin fork. It's very interesting and very important news that we're continuing to cover here on Free Talk Live. Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
More coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. We've got time for you. We'll see what Fred actually has to say here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? With the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scary off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.